Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. We are continuing in our series this past Sunday called Alive, where we're looking at the book of Ephesians, and we're talking about how Jesus makes everything new. And it really comes from Ephesians 2:5, where it talks about how we were once dead in our trespasses and sins, but now are made alive in Christ Jesus. The passage we looked at this week is in Ephesians chapter 3. Here's where it starts in verse 14. It says, "For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power of work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." I mean, what an amazing prayer. If you can imagine, you know, Paul writing this letter from prison, most likely around AD 62. So, you know, about 30 years, the church has been around, and Paul has been on the forefront of spreading the gospel to all of these communities, you know, outside of Jerusalem, and churches are getting started, and he's writing letters to them to encourage them and correct them, and he's in prison, and he communicates this prayer that he's praying for the church. And, you know, I was just thinking, you know, if you could pray one prayer for those people that you love, what would you pray? And this prayer really is that. I tried to break down the prayer into three basic things that, you know, basically he's saying that, you know, he wants the church to be strengthened from the inside out. He wants them to have their hearts dwell in Christ, that basically Jesus would have unlimited access to their hearts, and that they would know the love of Christ. That's the one thing that would be most important, you know, that they know the love of Christ. I was thinking about that, and in some ways, we all need to be strengthened, that we need that inner strength from God in our faith that comes directly from God as we learn to trust in him. And, you know, Jesus isn't the kind to just want part of our lives. He wants all of our lives. He, you know, I think there's a tendency for us to kind of compartmentalize our faith, but Christ wants to be in every corner of your life, you know, whether it's not just your Sunday faith, but it's your Monday through Saturday faith. It's the way you handle yourself, the way you handle your money, the way you handle your relationships, the way you handle forgiveness. Like, we need Christ in every part of that. But ultimately, that trust in God comes from knowing the love of Christ. And I think if there's one thing that I would want for my daughters is that they would know how much Christ loves them. You know, that's a prayer that I pray a lot. I was thinking about a guy in my life who I've known, and I shared this story on Sunday, but this guy grew up around the church. He was in the church his whole life. He's heard every story, every sermon, knows the Bible, understands what it's all about, and yet doesn't bow a knee to Christ. It's interesting because he believes it's all true. He doesn't have a problem believing it. And I wonder, you know, how can that be? You know, I didn't grow up in the church. So when I found Christ, I realized how magnified the love of God is in Christ and what he did on the cross. And I've never been the same since. So for me, it's hard to understand how someone could know about the love of God without knowing the love personally. And I think that's a challenge to us, that we need to lean into God, to ask him to reveal his love to us, to search the scriptures diligently, and to know the heart of Christ. If there's one prayer that gets answered in my life for my daughters, is that they would deeply know and be affected by the love of Christ. That's what I want for them more than anything. And I pray often that God do whatever it takes to make that happen. I say that to you today. So wherever you're at, I just want to challenge you. How are you continuing to search out the love of Christ in your life? How's that affecting you? Father, I pray that we would be forever changed, to be stained by your love, that we would see that in Christ and in the gospel. I pray we would never take it for granted, that we would remember always what he did, that he took our sin penalty, that he took our punishment, he took death so we could be set free. God, I pray that would never, ever grow old to us, that we would never be, that would never be background noise, but it would forever be at the forefront of our hearts that Christ demonstrated his love for us when he, while we were sinners, he died for us. God, I pray that that love would not only permeate our lives, but would spill out onto others. And God, I pray that we'd be beacons of that love to other people, that they would start to see who you are through our lives. God, we love you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Maybe just take a second to reflect to God, to talk to him about the way that God's love has affected you. Well, thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. Till next time, God bless.